Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Don't just say there's a picture of Gavin kissing a horse in the studio. You have to give some sort of context to why.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, no, you don't.
106.5, The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
With facts that he has found from the internet, it's time for Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign re-election song in 2002? And I guess it was really effective because he won with 100% of the vote.
Well, because he said he was going to murder people that didn't vote.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was dictator.
He could have won 100% of the vote with Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kevin, Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. It's a very popular song. It's one of the biggest songs in the last 50 years, right?
You know this.
You've heard this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when this song came out, I slow danced at some school dance to this song.
Of course.
Oh, my God. But that would have had to be like junior high.
No, I was like 7 or 8, maybe.
7 or 8?
Yeah,
right.
You were slow dancing?
Yeah,
there was some like
Are you sure you're thinking of like a wedding you went to?
No.
With your parents?
Childhood was way too fast. You did too many things too young.
It was like some after school thing that they did, I guess.
I don't remember what school dances are, but what kind of weird pervy elementary school did you go to?
It's no-
where they were like, yeah, 7-year-olds touch each other.
Yeah. It's Nevada.
Oh, well, okay.
That should explain it.
They have to start early because life expectancy is so low.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know Russia and Pluto have almost like exactly same surface area, 6.6 million square miles from Russia and 6.8 million for Pluto.
So explain what square mileage means.
Surface area means you take, the formula is pi, half of pi times r. So
why don't you close your eyes?
The formula is in my head.
You can't see it with your eyes.
He's got to turn his eyes around so he can see it.
You close your eyes to look through the files in your head and pull out like the science formulas, math formulas.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's half. It's 2 times pi r. I don't know.
Sounds right to me.
You need to know the radius to find the area, and then that just tells you how big it is.
Who determines that?
Of pi?
No. Like, who comes up with the numbers for
the radius?
Area? Yeah.
Mm. So they take the.
Do you want to close your eyes?
Okay? Yeah.
No. They take the circumference of the planet.
Yes.
They divide that in half.
Okay.
I mean, try and figure out square. How do you figure out a square mile?
A square mile?
One square mile.
A square mile is
Why are you shouting it?
The square mile is the units you use to measure a surface area.
How do you figure it out? Pi
times
r.
Stop saying pi.
There's not to figure out a square mile.
I'm so pissed at you guys. Okay, so to figure it out, you take, what do you want? You want Pluto or Russia?
I want both.
I want one square mile Sacramento.
I don't know Sacramento. I don't have all the facts for it.
Wait, so a square mile in Russia is different than in Sacramento?
Kevin, how many feet are in a mile?
12.
He is breaking down.
58 feet in a mile?
12. So you're saying 12. I wear a size mile shoe?
Okay, everybody needs to calm down. There's too many math going on. I can't think
There's
of the formula.
For that. Okay, we're going to do fewer math, okay?
Yes. What do you guys want to find out?
Okay, let's start with the simple
Jeez.
Thing. How many feet?
Where is Russia?
Russia's on the other side of the country.
Right. Yep, the other Bingo. Side of the country.
All right, how many feet are in a mile?
12.
Okay.
1 foot equals 12 inches.
1 foot?
Wait. 1 foot equals 12 inches.
Okay. He said it again.
Is that not right?
1 foot.
Yeah.
You said feet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Okay, miles. 58 miles.
Okay, so if I walk 12 feet, I've hit a mile, right?
12 feet. I don't think that's right. I think a mile is like, 3 kilometers. So, no, wait.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we've moved to the metric system. I'm confused now.
Kevin, look through the window in that door. Okay. Do you see the other door?
Yeah.
That's about maybe 30 feet away.
Oh, my God, that's several miles.
Does that look like a mile and a half to you?
Okay, 58 inches in a mile. I don't know my conversion.
We're trying to convert. Okay.
That's the problem. Conversion.
Kevin, what if I told you there were 5,280 feet in a mile?
Yeah, write that down.
In a mile, okay.
Right. Not 12.
Okay.
5,280 feet in a mile.
I got that. Okay.
All right. So now, how many feet are in a square mile?
Uh-oh.
Times 2. You square it. Duh.
There you go.
25,460. Nope. That's wrong.
Okay, that's close.
254,160.
Well, it's certainly better than 58 inches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.